word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen our lives that we walk here in the world as His beloved children in Jesus. It's from the epistle lesson. I'm going to reread a few of the verses from that epistle lesson. Not that I have already attained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think of it this way, that if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about those lives that you live here in the world. I want you to think about all of your activities, all of your goals. I want you to think about your calendar. I want you to think about your daytime. I want you to think about all those activities that have you coming and going and your head spinning that you don't even know where you are going. You're probably like Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown was studying his memory work very diligently, and he was reciting it back to a friend. And he went on and on and on. Came time for him to leave for class, so he picked up his book, he ran out of the house. But a few moments later, he came back in, and he asked his friend, "Where's the church?" Are we like that sometimes? Do we have activities going and events that continue on, and we forget about where God is? You see, we're on a journey. We're on a journey that presses onward. Onward to the call of the upward award of heaven for our faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the journey that we keep on. And Paul was writing from prison to Christians like you and me, to those who are all steeped up in their activities and events of the world and our life, that we forget about God, that we forget about where God is in our life. We have sicknesses. We have ailments. The body just doesn't work right. Our eyesight is going. Our hearing definitely is going. And when I take my hearing aids out, I am basically deaf. But I use them so I can hear. That's what we need. That's what our bodies are telling us. We need certain things. Well, our spiritual lives tell us that we need God. We need His presence in our life. We need Him to walk beside us, because we are facing not just the worldly trials, but we're facing Satan. And Satan is tempting us to fall. And Satan is ever there pulling our heartstrings apart. He's dividing us as people. He loves to divide husbands and wives. He loves to divide children and parents. He wants our downfall. And when we fall and we're down and out, He has no use for us, because He's won. Best news is, He hasn't won, because Christ defeated Him at the cross. And Christ interjects Himself into our lives. And so, with all of the activities that are around us, we sometimes forget where His word is. Oh, we'll bring the word out and put it on the coffee table when the pastor comes to visit us. Okay? Or we'll mention about the Bible when the pastor comes to visit us, or when we know that we've got Christian friends coming over for dinner or something, we'll make sure that the cross is up on the wall and another thing is up there to show us, show others that we believe. So Paul is talking about this journey that we press on, that we continue on in our life. He says, forgetting what's behind and pressing forward to what's ahead. Now, you've heard me talk about Gary Tease, dear friend in Iowa and Mission Central. For years, he couldn't do anything in Mapleton because he was a former banker. And no one was coming out to visit him or ask him about missionaries. And he said, Scott, oh, pastor, he would say, pastor, I go into other churches, and they're thirsty. They're hungry for the word. They want the word. They want to know what's going on in the lives of missionaries. He could only get a few people coming out. But you know, God works in mysterious ways. And he continued to build Mission Central, just not from a farmhouse, a renovated farmhouse and a chicken coop. But the barn is filled with memorabilia and mementos that he has from his travels all around the world. And he'll tell you where those things came from and what the people were like. And that the people now know who Jesus is. He presses on, forward. He says, I can't change the past. I can't change how people feel about me. But one thing's for certain, I can share Jesus with others. You see, that's what Paul wants us to do, is to forget about what's going on behind us and press on our journey, our faith journey. Our faith journey takes us on a roller coaster. That's not a straight plane. From when the pastor baptized us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God told us it wasn't just going to be a path strewn with roses. It's going to be a path strewn with thorns and thistles and all of those little things that bother us. Our life is like a roller coaster. It's not the same. One day we're strong, the next day we're weak. But we press on. We press on for that call of the upward calling of Christ Jesus of heaven. When I was in my first parish, I visited with Amalia. And Amalia was in her early 90s. She was in the nursing home in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. So I go down and visit her once a month. And she said, Pastor, why am I here? Why am I still alive? And boy, I'll tell you, those words, those questions can rattle even a veteran pastor of many years. And here I was only out a few years out of the seminary, and I'm standing there trying to think. Something like with the box, you know, trying to think of what I can say to her. And the only thing I could say was, God's not done with you yet. She said, why am I still here? My parents died when they were in their 30s. And I shared scripture with her, and I said, you know, God wants you to share Jesus with others. See, that's what God wants each of us to do, is share Jesus where we are, with whom we are there with. And you know, God's going to, he's going to give you those opportunities. God's going to give you opportunities to share him. And to share Jesus. I always use those restaurant opportunities. Saying grace before meals can shatter someone. And yet it is a witness. A witness that we have in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you're at the picnic and the pastor's there, what do you usually do? You ask the pastor to say grace instead of saying grace yourself. You've got that power and authority from God to say the same words. And you know, Gary would say, Pastor, I'll say the prayer. And he would pray. And he would pray even if the room was filled with pastors. He knows he could pick out a pastor and say, come here, pastor, and have a prayer. But he would say the prayer. And an amazing thing that always happened at Mission Central, too, of pressing on, would he would have missionaries there. And when he would have the missionary sit in front on a chair, he would take a picture of all the people that were around there. And then he would have the prayer as we all put our hands on this missionary to send them out into the world. Press on. Press on to tell everyone about Jesus. Press on with the authority, with the power, with the strength of God. Because God goes with you and he tells you he is that you are his witnesses in this world through his strength and through his presence. And we also say a lot during our little gradual, we focus on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. That's what we need to do, is press on with Jesus in our lives. In Christ's holy name, amen.